FYLP is sponsored by CapturedPrey.com. Visit CapturedPrey.com today for all your import and third-party Transformers needs, and save even more through the Captured Prey Loyalty Program. You can also save on shipping on domestic orders of $150 or more. See website for details. CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service.
In a cold, faraway world, a battle is raging between evil and good. From the stones.
Perceptia here. Welcome to Transformers for your listening pleasure. TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. Now, where did I put that corner stop?
Right here. You take the corner stop.
Transformers! Defenders of truth! Robots who fight in disguise!
Hi, everybody. Daron here. Quick editor's note. We didn't have a live episode this week, so I put up this classic episode of TFYLP that was recorded back in 2013. A little bit of a backstory on it. I had had a serious semi-accident, and I was at home convalescing and wasn't able to do the broadcasts. So we didn't do a podcast for several months. However, during that span, Insane Galvatron, Greg Metcalf, he was able to get the cast together, and they recorded a few episodes, and this is actually one of those episodes. So sit back and relax and enjoy this classic episode of TFYLP. Let me know if you like to hear these older episodes that are no longer in our library list on the website. I can dig in and find some of them, and once in a while I'll put them up and let you guys enjoy them. Some of them still have a lot of good relevant content in them and are interesting to listen to, and hope you guys enjoy this one.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to TFYLP episode number 55. Last episode I mentioned we were going to try to do this weekly, or at least every other week. Looks like it's going to be every 2 weeks, just with the busy schedules that we all have, or at least I have since I'm hosting. Joining me tonight, we have... Mariah Baby, say hello.
Hi.
And we have Sideburn 2.
What's up, everybody?
And Natsume Ryu.
Hi.
All right, and tonight we're going to talk to you about Transformers. Anybody else excited?
I like Transformers.
Yeah, I hope we all do, or else we're wasting our time. All right.
GoBots.
Yay, GoBots. Leader 1 is my favorite. Although I always like Turbo too. Okay, nobody else want to throw any GoBot references in there?
Besides the name, Psycho. I know that one.
All right. Before we get into the news, I guess we'll start with our Ouch My Wallet segments. I will go first since I do not have much. The only thing I've picked up in the last 2 weeks, I actually picked up today, was Transformers Regeneration 1, Issue 91. I know we haven't talked much about the comics on this podcast, but yeah, that came out today and I bought it, and it's like the only thing I've bought in the last 2 weeks besides food and gas. Got my oil changed today. Anybody have any discussion about the comic book? Anybody else reading this series? Am I the only one?
Guard Convoy was, so if he was here, he would. I remember he said he liked how brutal he got. I offered to read his books, but I never got around to it, so I haven't.
Well, I listened to another podcast today, then they were talking about the book, and it was actually the episode they recorded last week. I don't know how they got the book early, it didn't come out till today. But they said that you really couldn't spoil this issue because nothing happened. And I would say they are crazy. They're those people who, if there's not a fight, nothing happens. There's a lot of story elements got introduced. You know, the new story arcs were set up and a lot of characters set up. It was an interesting issue. Yeah, there was no action, there was no fighting, but there was a lot of stuff being set up and a lot of anticipation being built, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. It wasn't the, you know, pile of crap that they had me anticipating when listening to their show. All right, who wants to go next with their Ouch My Wallet?
I'll be easy enough to do.
Okay.
I haven't bought anything, but I made sure to check Target, and we finally got a Shockwave in, a Generation Shockwave. Or not Generations. Friggin' Transformers Prime Shockwave. And I've considered buying him. I just don't have the money right now. Because I love the Transformers Prime design, and I like his little twirly gun. But I'm also, I think the Takara version looks a lot better with the purple. But then I think about, hey, if I'm going to get the Takara version, then I need to save up and I need to get that Takara Brawl because it's the most gorgeous toy ever.
So you didn't actually buy anything this week. You just saw something.
No. I saw him, but that's enough because that's the only new toy that my stores have had. So literally, if there's anything I would have bought, that would have been it. Everything else is old.
Have you seen the Cyberverse Legion class Hunger? Because I can't find that toy anywhere.
I don't think I've seen it. No, I've just seen the Twin Strike.
Okay, what is that thing you're petting there?
This is Buta.
Buta. I have no clue what that is. Other than it
looks like I'm old. That's the one that was John's, and it was it's from Gurren Lagann, and I made him take a picture with it, and he hated it, so it ended up coming home with me, and then he's like, well, you can just keep it, and I'm like, oh, yay. It's the only stuffed animal I have now.
Rather creepy.
He's a pig mole, right, and he's blind, so he actually has a little blind glass. Well, he's angry. This is an angry
Buta. Angry and blind?
Yes. Because apparently he actually takes his glasses off once in the anime.
Okay, that's kind of creepy.
He's so cute.
Okay, yes, it is. Speaking of cute, Michael, what did you get to walk out?
All right.
I like that transition.
Trying to segue here best I can.
So, I didn't spend any money, but Bikonomous on Twitter.
Woo!
Yeah, had tweeted that he found Wave 2 of the Creo Microchangers. And I haven't seen Wave 1. I haven't seen a Creo Microchanger since the preview line. So I just made a comment like, you know, I haven't even seen Wave 1, sad face. He responded, that sucks. I'm like, yeah, I guess I'm going to have to rely on the internet for this. And so he sends me a private message on Twitter, or a direct message, and says, and offers to get me the one of my choosing and transform away it for me. And so I chose Bulkhead, and I'm actually planning on opening it and building it while we're on the podcast. And it was really cool of him because, you know, I liked the preview line. I haven't found an ounce of Creo since, like, December. So that was really awesome.
I mentioned them on our last show, but I managed to find the Combiners and Wave 1 when I went to visit Duran one weekend. And I picked up, you know, the Bruticus and Superion, and the only loose ones I picked up, the individuals, was Blastoff, the other Superion member, whatever his name was, and Bludgeon. And believe it or not, even though it's been 2 weeks, I still have not opened the Superion set or the other two individual figures. I just have Bruticus sitting here on my desk.
Well, you did a good job with Bruticus, so I can understand. I can
empathize
with this and accept it.
I really wanted to get those Combiners and everything, and I'm going to have to, I guess I'm going to have to go to the internet. And I've went to Target, I've went to Walmart. They're nowhere here in Florida.
The only stores I found that are carrying them are Toys R Us. I don't have a Target or Walmart that even has them.
My Target actually got them about 2 months ago, and then I bought the Bruticus, and then I returned them because I couldn't. I was like, the only thing I wanted out of it was Brawl, and I was like, I can't justify spending $12 on a Brawl that's an inch and a half high.
Are you kidding me? I bought this Bruticus just for the little swindle.
Maybe you'll be able to find a loose one.
But then I bought, even though Swindle was the only one I wanted, I still bought a Blastoff just so I could have all five members of the team.
And you did a good job putting them together. I won it again, but my store is somebody's already bought the Bruticus, so I can't buy it now.
Yeah, I put every piece on here, even the extra heads. Wish my camera were better. So yeah, I worked all the pieces of all five guys into one combiner. Great. All right. Well, Michael, anything else besides?
That's it. That's the first Transformer I've gotten since January. It's Creo Bulkhead.
All right. This is a short Ask My Wallet segment this week. What about you, Amber?
I think I'm ready. Starting off first is my on topic, and I guess I'll just talk about it because it's still actually steeping. Adagio Tea is this online website, and they have this one section where you can go on and you can make your own tea, fandom tea, essentially. And because it's the internet, there's a lot of nerd fandoms out there. There are a lot of Naruto teas, there are a lot of Game of Thrones teas, Harry Potter teas, Doctor Who teas, you name it, it's on there. So I decided to be a little adventurous, and right here beside me, I just brewed up some hot water, and the tea leaves are actually steeping. Right now I have Megatron and Starscream tea. And this is the Megatron tea.
Is the tea the same in all the different ones? Like, is the Doctor Who tea the same as the Megatron tea?
No, there are different kinds of teas, black teas, white teas, and green teas. So Megatron and Starscream are both black teas. And it all depends on, you know, what you put in it, what you mix with it, everything else that makes it sweet or bitter, you know, what have you.
Get Velocity on here and have her tell him about teas.
Exactly. I could if I wanted to.
Tea is probably poisoned.
Yeah. Well, this is Megatron's tea, if you can see it. I'm actually going to go ahead and pull out the infuser here in just a second. Kind of doing this as a taste tester thingy. I've had these for like a week and a half, but I haven't actually seen them or I haven't actually pulled them out yet. So this is Megatron.
Looks like a large cannon.
Yeah, this is made with gunpowder, black tea, lapsang xiaosheng, and then natural caramel flavor. Obviously not actual gunpowder, that is a type of black tea that is rolled into pellets that resemble bullets.
Okay, so, I was about to say black powder.
Not actually gunpowder. Yeah, not actually gunpowder. But this one is Megatron, so it's actually quite hot and I'm not going to try it right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a live taste test.
Live taste testing. It's awesome. And then this one is, ouch, that was hot. Okay, this one is Starscream. And Starscream looks to be a little more caramely.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more.
It's rosier.
Little snow. Come on. Hey, internet. Figure yourself out. Huh?
I would have expected it to be cheesier if it's Starscream.
Cheesier, you jerk. You're such a jerk. Okay, so then the Starscream tea. Yeah, I know. I accidentally spilled over my keyboard. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh. Well, you're still broadcasting. Hot. We can still see you.
Hot tea on my keyboard. Yeah, I haven't, like, freaked out yet, so that's a good thing. Okay, then Starscream tea is made with... I'm trying to get to the what it's made with. Made with black tea. This one's made with a whole bunch of different items, which is slightly bizarre, and I'm rather afraid of this one. But this is made with black tea, Yunnan Jing tea, Wei Ensemble tea. I'm sorry if I'm butchering these. I can't figure these ones out. Ginger root, cardamom pods, natural caramel flavor, cocoa nibs, natural chocolate flavor, natural vanilla flavor, natural cinnamon flavor, and cinnamon bark. So this one is
this one sounds
really... This one is really detailed, and this one is, so then I don't know if you can see it clearly, but Megatron tea, which is a little lighter in color, and then Starscream tea, which is a little more caramely. So then Megatron.
Almost makes me wish I hadn't given up caffeine so I could try that.
Ooh, almost. That's really good. Okay. Megatron tea. This is the weirdest podcast ever, I swear to God.
For those of you that are downloading this and listening, she just took a sip of tea. I know you couldn't see it.
Megatron tea is very smoky. It's because of the gunpowder. It's a very smoky, very dark, rich flavor. This one is the Starscream tea, which is it is described as being sassy, stubborn, and leggy, the backstabber's cocktail. That's what Starscream's is. So here's Starscream.
Which also contains arsenic.
And I can taste that one too. The Starscream is very caramely. I can really taste the caramel in that one. There is caramel still in Megatron's, but I couldn't quite taste it all that well. Definitely smoky. And then Megatron's description is dark, smoky, and alluring, a product of the gladiator pits. It's a cool place, honestly. Adagio has got some really neat teas just by themselves. Like you can just buy their tea bags, and then the fandom section, like I said, is a bunch of different fandoms. You got to really be cautious, though, as to what you're going to try, because there are some people that make teas on here that don't know what they're doing, and the combinations that they've made look horrible. They probably taste horrible, too. But Megatron Starscream, I'm pleased with. Created by user Tara Kusterman, K-U-S-T-E-R-M-A-N-N, which is a interesting last name, on Adagio. And I'm interested, and I like them. So that's good. Good on that lady.
Did they have any other Transformer name flavors?
They do, actually. Let me see. Let me Transformer. Really quickly. They do actually have a bunch of different teas made by different people. It's not all made by this Terra lady. It's actually, they have G1 Megatron, G1 Soundwave, the G1 Constructicons. They have a tea for...
It's going to be a dirty tea because you have the construction.
Yeah, I know. It's actually, from what I can tell just from the picture, Constructicons are actually made with heavy notes of bark, like wood bark.
Green tea.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. No, not a green tea. They're actually more of a black tea.
They need to be green tea because they're green.
Soundwave is a green tea.
No. Well, you can put green food color in it.
You could if you wanted to, yeah. They have, what is that? I'm staring right at it. That's like my favorite Transformers series, and I don't know what it's called. I'm retarded. It's
Prime? Animated?
Nope. It's that one that was made in Japan. Please help
me.
Armada? Thank you, Armada. Armada Starscream. Armada Starscream is on here. Not sure what this one is because it's just like a picture of a gun. So I think it's actually Red Alert.
It better be hot. But it's not spicy in a Red Alert tea.
I don't know, because I mean some of them don't have
calm, you know, logical.
Lupine.
Which Red Alert we're talking about?
Right. Oh, I'm thinking G1 Red Alert.
I was on the Armada page.
Armada. That's Armada Red Alert. Yeah.
I was like, he's like the guy that's just like, oh, he's a robot.
Yeah, what the hell is this guy? Armada Cyclonus. He's got a couple of T's on here. Or there's another Armada Red Alert. This Lupine created a lot of Armada-themed T's. Then there's Prime Optimus Prime, Megatron, Elita 1, Prowl, Jazz, War for Cybertron, Jazz, Animated Prowl. Prime Soundwave. There's a, what is this, Swerve? More Than Meets the Eye Swerve. There's a More Than Meets the Eye Rewind. There's a Trax one on here. Wheeljack. So there's a bunch of teas on here. There's another Prowl one.
I can't believe that the Starscream tea had all those ingredients in it, and all we got out of it was very caramely.
It was like,
chocolate and cinnamon. And
I think it was because I had a lot of the, I saw the Megatron on my tongue, so it was like the Starscream is hard to taste. But here's the Starscream again.
Yes, because tasting it again will give us all the
taste. Tasting it again. Again, though, yeah, I can definitely taste the caramel. The caramel is the heaviest note in there. That's the one reason why. It's like there's so many ingredients in the Starscream tea that it's just like, I don't know if they're overpowering or if they're just too much for my taste palate to flush out. I can certainly taste the caramel. The caramel is there, the chocolate a little bit.
It's like in a noisy room, you're only going to hear the loudest person.
Exactly, and the caramel is definitely the loudest thing in there.
And we all know Starscream has so many personalities, but the one is, only one's coming out right now.
The Megatron was so simple, and it was like, yep, immediately. I was like, there's the gunpowder, I can taste it. And it was just like, with Starscream, just like, what do I do with all these flavors? There are a bunch of teas on there. Like I said, I mean, there's one for like Doctor Who and the Avengers, and there's all kinds of different teas. You just got to be really careful about. Yeah, there's Iron Man tea. Uh huh. You just got to be really careful about what you pick and really kind of research. Like I mean, you don't really hate
them.
Yeah, it's fandom based. I mean, I've gone on here. I've I need to research it a little bit more, but I actually want to make a tea for G1 Hound and Trax. Just for the hell of it.
They're dirty tea and a very clean tea.
Exactly, a dirty tea, a very dirty tea.
Is there a way to make a gay tea?
No, not really. Well, yeah, there is probably a way to make a gay tea. It would just be like fruity.
There you go. Yeah, the Trax tea has to be fruity.
It would be very fruity. Well, I was actually Trax would have a lot of chamomile, like herbal tea, because herbal tea is actually quite healthy for you. I really like the Megatron tea. I'm gonna keep drinking it.
Beachcomber's the hippie. He was the one that would need the herbal tea.
Yes, yeah, Beachcomber would be hippie tea all up the wazoo. But it's fandom run, so you can upload your own on there, but because you can upload your own, there are ones on there that are just absolutely horrible because people don't know how to mix teas or whatever like that. And I'm not a really big tea person. I am a big tea person, I'm just not like a really big connoisseur yet, so I don't really know exactly what goes into what just yet. But yeah, that's my tea. Which is my only on-topic thing. I also bought this crazy poppin' cooking kit. You see these stupid little things that the Japanese make. And inside here are little packets of powder. And
then you mix the powder, right?
Yeah, you mix the powder with water. And then from there, you use the packaging that it comes with, and you make molds out of it. There are molds and whatnot. This one is for donuts. Because I thought, okay, donuts would be the most safest thing because I'm kind of afraid of the one that makes hamburgers, a drink, and a French fries. But there are ones out there like this. They're hamburgers. Like I said, the hamburgers ones. There's ones that make gummy candy. There's one that make ice cream. The Japanese make really weird things. I bought it off Amazon for like $10. So, I mean, like I really want to buy a bunch of these, but I probably won't unless I'm like buying it for a special occasion. I'm actually saving this one for when All Roads Home on Twitter for when she comes down. I'm actually working on, I'm saving it for her because I thought that'd be really cool. Just a fun little thing for us to do for like 20 minutes or whatever. I'm really eager to buy the other ones. I would really love to buy the other ones, but I can't because they're really expensive. Then the only other, no, wait, there's more. The other kind of on-topic thing, or no, actually totally on-topic, is I bought my TFCon registration.
Yay!
So I'm going to TFCon. Yeah, I did my TFCon registration, and I bought my hotel tickets. I threw money at Axsmith, Aaron, on TFW. I threw my money at him, and he is giving me a hotel room, so... Give me a place to crash.
I'm still up in the air on BotCon. I was looking at plane tickets the other day, and it's $500.
Yeah, way expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you're flying into San Diego. You're flying into one of the central tourist trap hubs. So your tickets are going to be more expensive. It's going to be more expensive no matter what time you shop. And the longer you wait, the more expensive it's going to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were like the high 400s a month ago.
Yeah, you're flying into San Diego. You're going to have to expect that price, unfortunately.
I'm probably not going to make it to BotCon. But TFCon, on the other hand, I'm still going to try to do that. I need to make arrangements with somebody to share a hotel room.
Yeah, I'm glad I have the hotel room. I'm really looking forward to the road trip this is promising us. All Roads Home and I have been really wanting to do a road trip, like a good one. Like we did Natsume Ryo and Guard Convoy, All Roads Home and I did one out to Savannah last year. We went out to Savannah, Georgia, and that was a lot of fun. We did have a lot of fun with that, and now we're just looking for one to do with just All Roads Home and I, because she and I have been dying to do a road trip for quite some time, and TFCon is providing that for us, which is awesome. It's going to be like a $600 and 3-day trip, but hey, that's $600 if I'm bringing Breakdown. If I didn't want to bring Breakdown, it would be like a $400 plane ticket. But at $400 to ship him round trip, I might as well just drive. Because that's like buying him an entire plane ticket. Yeah. I might as well just put him on the plane.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
but
still debating.
I mean, big costume, giant box, lots of padding so that he doesn't get ruined, and then $400 insurance on him. So, you know, with tracking, so he's kind of expensive. The last ouch my wallet thing, I believe. Yeah, the last one that I have is, come here, you're behind my TV. Okay, I'm doing this helmet. Transformers Prime Skyquake.
Could it be Dreadwing?
No, it can't be Dreadwing. I've already bought the fabric for it. That's my ouch my wallet. I don't want to make Dreadwing. Dreadwing is awesome, but Skyquake is... I don't know why he appeals to me more, but he just does.
He was only in one episode.
I
like it
better, too. He was a zombie. No, he wasn't in one episode. He was in 10 minutes of a 30-minute episode. That's not one episode. But anyway, I'm working on that, and my last out to my wallet is I actually went out and bought his fabric today. I was really pleased that it was as cheap as it was because I didn't want to spend the $9 and shipping on top of that Spandex World charges for their Milliskin fabric, the Milliskin spandex. I'm working on that. I was supposed to start on foam today, but I really wanted to show the mock-up off on the page, on this podcast, if I can figure out my words correctly. I think that's it. I'm looking to enter in, because I live so close to BotCon, it's not that big a deal. I'm actually looking at entering Skyquake, the helmet, into the BotCon and the TFCon art contests, because I would really like it if the cosplay, especially at BotCon, I would really like it if cosplay was taken more seriously in the line of art. Because it is an art form. This is very much so an art form. That's one of the things that I really like to do is to get BotCon, or at least encourage BotCon, to look at cosplay as more of an art form. And that was why I would have entered Breakdown into the BotCon art contest. I was really kind of tempted to, but I really want to wear him for the weekend so he can't be like sitting on a mannequin the entire weekend. I would like to wear him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be no fun for either of you.
No, it wouldn't be. I mean, I would absolutely adore to, you know, stand there and watch people gawk over him as he's standing in the corner for like the art contest. But that's another one of the things that bothers me. And I don't think anybody's going to steal him because he's big and he's really hard to walk off with. But for all those people that say that they're afraid to enter things into the art contest because they get stolen, I mean, I don't want that. I doubt that anybody's going to want to steal Breakdown, but. And I doubt if somebody ends up stealing Skyquake, that's going to suck, but you know, in the grand scheme of things, the fabric was $14 and I already have his foam. So, okay. That's fine. But, okay. That's my ouch my wallet. Now I'm done.
Okay. All right.
Bulkhead Creo is awesome, guys.
You built him that quickly?
It looks, oh my God. I saw him. He was so cute looking.
This is vehicle mode.
He looks too much like Hound in robot mode.
Well, you've
he was helmet. Hound inspired. I mean,
just the helmet.
Bulkhead has the same like stars on him and everything. Same deco as Hound.
The chest tempo paint is a little different though, right?
Yeah.
All right.
He's pretty awesome.
All right, well, we will go into our news, our first story tonight. The Aaron Archer napkin sketch showed up. I think the news stories refer to it as his napkin revelation. This is interesting, I guess, because Aaron Archer is, I don't know if he's leaving Hasbro or leaving just the Transformer team. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. I know there's some kind of announcement about his involvement with Transformers going away. And I don't know if this is as a result of that. Maybe now he figures he can leak this kind of stuff since he's not going to be there. But anyway, there's a napkin. Apparently, he sketched some ideas on, and this is the ideas that would have eventually became the Transformers Cybertron series. Everything that he had in the sketches didn't turn out to be, but you can see a lot of what did end up being there. any of you guys, I guess you've all seen this. Anybody have any thoughts that jump out immediately?
Other than the fact that I'm sad Aaron's leaving, apparently.
Yeah, he's had a good run. I mean, we got some good toys out of him.
He has. There are a lot of people leaving the brand. I mean, most of the people that were there when I got in, I mean, are gone. So which kind of bums me out. I love the rough sketch doodles though. I really do.
I like how the robots are just humanoid shapes.
Yeah. You got that Vector Sigma Transformer. It looks like those old computers you see in like 60s movies with the tape going around on the reels. Tape. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think what's really here this story or in this nap is mostly just the story concept. It's not really much the design of the robots themselves. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We see the homeland is in danger. They got to find a solution. And he's got like a little swirly, whether it's just Unicron or black hole. I guess they hadn't decided which threat it was going to be. There's lost parts, so the Autobots go off. It looks like there's a bunch of doors and an Alpha Prime standing there. The Autobots go from that, and they end up at the Beast Planet.
And the Decepticons just skip all of that and go around.
Yeah.
The Decepticons get to go around all of that nonsense.
Well, I noticed each one of the planets, though, has two of those same little, I call them doors. They look like a door with a door handle, but mm-hmm. it may not be, you know, it's a square.
A key player at this point. It would be a key player or a piece.
Maybe the first image there, the Autobots go down and they find out. They meet Alpha Prime and find out about all these other key players,
mm-hmm.
But not the identities. And then at each planet, they meet a couple of them.
Yeah.
So Beast Planet.
I like
planet,
that. The fast planet.
We kind of had a beat. And what gets me is these planets, we kind of saw this thing in, this made it into the Cybertron series. You had the Beast Planet. Well, I think they call it the Speed Planet, but here he's got mm-hmm. Fast Planet, a giant planet, and then Earth. And then there's another circle there. But it's just, he doesn't have anything written by it.
Yeah, no name. It's just got a figure next to it and then like a double circle. What does it mean?
What do you mean?
It says return home with parts.
Yeah, but between Earth and return home.
Oh, yeah,
home
between
parts,
Earth and
circle.
Return home.
There's another circle.
I don't know.
It's probably Planet X.
Yeah, it could be.
It could be.
He just didn't have a name for it. And he just at the end, they're like, we need a name for this now. Call it Planet X.
The old Daffy Duck cartoons where he was going through space and they were searching for Planet X. And just went through the planets A, B, C, D, all the way to the end of it. W, S after W.
Right.
Or Y. And then you've got, of course, Must Transform Primus. And then you have the old Transformers Core. And then Ancestors of the Core team. The second, I guess, I don't know if this is the back of the napkin or another napkin. He just kind of has some bullet points. Autobots go and explore the planets based on their similar talents. So I guess it would make sense if you take some Transformers to turn into Beasts, some of the Beast Planet sports cars for Fast Planet. Cybertron looked for all redecos. What do you think that meant?
Background characters?
I mean, we know that they've got to do something with, you know, decorating, redecos of the toys because they always have to try to get the most of them old. Oh, I mean, that sentence is just so incoherent. I mean, okay.
It is.
I figure out what to do with three decos. What Cybertron looked for already. It doesn't make sense.
I would imagine maybe they had just a color palette that, like, for Cybertron, like, it was, like, primarily this color, this color, this color. And they said, oh, well, for the redecos, we're going to use those colors to harken back to Cybertron. So I don't know.
Okay, that's the best I can make. Like a Cybertron look for all the redecos.
Yeah.
All right, and I had one group, and then parentheses says drop off as part of the Matrix. I bet the Matrix was the cyber key, or not the cyber key, the Omega Lock. Is that what it's called? The Omega Lock. You unlocked Primus with, maybe that was going to be the Matrix at one point, because you had to kind of get one of each key before it could activate. Mm-hmm. So they're dropping off part of that. And then, of course, bad guys, ? I don't get that. Of course, it's going to be bad guys. You can't have a Transformers series without bad guys. I mean, Archer, you just drew the Decepticons going around all those doors on the other side of the map.
Doesn't Rescue Bots beg to differ?
I was going to say, maybe the way this looks, I mean, the Decepticons aren't very big on this napkin. I mean, it's mostly all about
finding out the information, oh, we have this issue, let's go through the entire series trying to solve that issue, and then the Decepticons just sort of, they go around stuff, and they just happen to meet you guys there. It's like, oh, we're going to get
trying
away.
To stop them. Either trying to stop them or beat them. Maybe that's what that question mark was, is what are the bad guys going to be doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, are they in this, going? Are they going to be in this scene or not? I think was that one.
Well, I think they were going to definitely be in the show. I don't think they'd be in the show without Decepticons. It just matters what are they going to do in the show? Because I think Knotsmaker's right. You look at the napkin, and it's just the basic premise of what the Autobots are trying to do. You see nothing in there about the Decepticon role.
And what did the Decepticons do in Cybertron? They raced?
They
stood around?
I have no idea.
I didn't watch that much
they
of the show.
They got in the way. Bad guys do.
Well, I know they, a couple of them on Speed, I only watched up through the Speed Planet stuff. I got tired of watching Hotshot modify himself.
Yeah, Speed Planet lasted so long that by the time it was over with, you didn't care anymore.
Yeah, I stopped watching before Speed Planet was over.
Isn't that ironic? Speed Planet slows the whole series down to the point that people don't care anymore.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I'm the race car fan. I'm a NASCAR fan, and I got bored with it. And I could watch cars go in circles for 4 hours. I couldn't take any more Speed Planet. And then we have armor parts that could mean anything.
Well, that's the whole thing on the thing. Hey, let's go with all the parts. And then all the parts are going to be, hey, it's all part of this armor over here.
Matrix armor weapon. Yeah, I don't know that next time it got flushed out. I don't think we ever found out what a Matrix armor weapon was.
What I want to know what didn't get flushed is these, like, alien drawings on here. And then the math, the division.
It looks like a jet made out of triangles.
I can see that, yeah.
And I think the math was Arthur trying to calculate the tip for his bill at the bar.
I was wondering that. I was like, there's his tip right there. That's exactly what I was thinking was his tip.
Yeah, that's got to be the tip. Or maybe him and a buddy split a check.
It was multiplication, actually. 60 times 4, 240. 60 times 3, 180. So he was doing multiplication for some reason.
We're like trying to pick apart Aaron's brain from the outside.
This napkin, what does it mean?
It holds all the secrets. What's going on?
All right, anybody have any other nitpicks about the napkin?
It's a beautiful napkin.
It is a beautiful napkin. The interesting thing about this.
Random apocalypse on the side.
Well, this is just a napkin, okay? It's a neat piece of Transformers history, because, I mean, he was the head guy at Hasbro over Transformers at the time. He came up with the concept for the show and the direction it's going to go. So we can sit here and joke and laugh at all we want to. This is something that if this thing ever gets into anybody else's hands, it needs to be framed, just because it's a piece of Transformers history.
Is he selling it on eBay?
I must go bid. Must go bid.
Oh, God.
Oh, that would be crazy.
I love it. I mean, this is 2005, 2006. So for a napkin to survive that long. Yeah, it is yellowing, but for a napkin, of all things. Like, I can have
some napkin pictures and also, like, paper bag pictures in my, like, art binder or whatever, just from, like, when you just randomly draw stuff. You're like, you know what, I'm going to keep that in case I need to, you know, take that, pick that apart. So he was wise enough. He had the wisdom to keep this piece of parchment.
I'm looking at this. His Cybertron up there, which is Homeworld in Danger, Find a Solution. He has a Cyclops smiley face drawn in the middle of it. It's got one eye and then like a little cheeky smile.
Let me look at this again.
And then it says lost parts. And it's all sliced up, but you know, ignore the sliced out parts on the left side. It's one eyeball in the middle and then a smiley.
Yeah, it is. It's a smiley face.
It's a Cyclops smiley face.
It's a Cyclops planet, apparently.
Okay, so apparently Primus was supposed to be a Cyclops.
Yeah, I was wondering what the whole lines on the Cybertron was all about. I thought maybe he was looking in that direction, you know?
Oh, I thought those were the slices, because lost parts. I figured it was like slices gone out like a pie.
That makes more sense to me.
But they drew it over top of the Cyclops smiley face.
And the eye is pointing in that direction. So maybe there's multiple layers to this that we just haven't uncovered yet.
The brilliance of Aaron Archer is so deep.
This is so deep.
Oh, so God, deep. We're picking apart his napkin for the love of Christ.
Yeah, Cyclops Cybertron's looking at must transform Primus.
He's looking at himself?
Yeah, it must be. I don't know.
That's why he's smiling. Man, I look
that's,
good.
That's what he's transforming into, I guess.
Well, speaking
and this
of
is
robots,
how the planet splits apart? I don't even know.
I guess maybe they weren't sure at the time if he was going to be, like, sentient. And so he drew the circle and he was like, all right, this is going to be a sentient planet. So we're going to put an eyeball and a smiley face to show that it has emotions or feelings. And then he drew the pie slices and it just happened to look like he was looking over there. And he's like, dude,
it's a
and then we have to show
planet.
That he's actually going to transform. And it's going to be like, he's looking at it. And it's like, dude, this guy turns into this guy. Totally.
It's just like,
that's,
Aaron,
that's
what
how
are you
it
doing?
Went down. I'm
just right
now.
Okay, we
that's exactly how it went down.
Well, speaking of robots who think they look good, Natsume, would you like to tell us about the new generation Sandstorm pictures?
Oh, my gosh. We knew it was going to happen. I think everybody knew it was going to happen, but we didn't know how good it was going to be.
I just expected a new head. I didn't expect all this remolding.
Yes. It is completely, I mean, it might as well, to me, it might as well be a brand new different figure, and I will gladly buy both Springer and Sandstorm and put them next to each other, and they won't even look like, dude, that's the same mold or whatever, like part of the same mold. Because it's just so amazing. Let me get back to that page so I can look at the gawk in the pictures some more. So obviously he's got the new paint scheme, and he has no propellers now. He still has a hole, I think, in the top for the propellers.
Yeah.
But they might have, like, made it, it's more, like, repurposed into, like, a gun holster or whatever.
Unfortunately, it's two different stories because all the pictures didn't come out at once.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you go to just the TF source one, it has all three pictures. It's okay. All three modes.
These pictures, where did these leak? I think it was somebody's Facebook page, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
It was the official Transformers Facebook page, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find some pictures of Springer to do a side-by-side comparison on my...
Yeah, I want to do that too. If you find that, post to me. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep talking about this. So it's amazing. Because I do want to see how some of the kibble differs. For the most part, he's not a helicopter anymore, obviously. He's more like one of those flying ships from Avatar where he's got the propellers on either side of the vehicle. Yeah. And it's still got the underslung gun on the front. I think that's all the same. I think the rest of the body is pretty much the same. And in the car mode, it still has the distinguished panels that make the car look good. Like the side is a different color from the front fender, which is a different color from the roof and the hood of the car. And it just makes it look so good, so sweet. It's got those huge tires in the back. It's like, that's totally a dune buggy. It's amazing. And it's like, you wouldn't expect it to turn into a flying thing. It's beyond compare. It is like, I'm just gushing. I don't have words for how perfect these two molds are.
I like the fact that they did some extensive remolding to make them look more different than just a head.
Yes.
I knew the alt modes would work both ways. I think when we first talked about Springer on the podcast, if we did way back before our long hiatus, we talked about the possibility of this thing being repainted into Sandstorm. I just don't think I like the idea of VTOLs. I mean, because to me, you know, Sandstorm being a helicopter was as important as Springer being a helicopter. I mean, it's neat, but I'd like to find a way to just stick some blades back on the roof.
Really?
I don't know. I think it's a clever way of not having so much of the same. I mean, the helicopters are played out.
Yeah, I think
there's enough of them.
And besides that, I just think that the fact that it's one of the things that makes it different from Springer, and I like that. It's one of the things that differentiates him.
I think, if anything, I would have rather seen Springer become the VTOL. I think it would have suited him better.
But then what would...
I
mean, because it's like everybody's like recognizes Springer as like a helicopter.
But Springer's signature is his rotors become his blade.
His sword,
and
yeah.
You take that away, it's not Springer anymore.
And Springer is a little more in the limelight now with the last down of the records and stuff. So he's a little more important that they keep him the helicopter, I guess. That's just my preference. But I think I'm like you guys. It looks fantastic. They were able to change this thing so much. I'm blown away.
Mm-hmm.
I fear that the yellow plastic is going to look
cheap by the time we get real non-Photoshopped images. As well, like some of the newer images we've seen of the IDW Spotlight Bumblebee. You know, it's that it's that yellow plastic that Hasbro loves to use that looks dull and, you know, it's really easy to see through.
I don't know. I mean,
animated Springer Bumblebee. Has
Springer has yellow. His isn't like that. I mean, people have him in hand. And has it been reported that he's got that cheap plastic?
I think on the very front of the helicopter or of the car, the plastic is kind of thin and you can see through it.
Okay, that's the shoulders. Yeah, I've heard the shoulders are a little thin, but.
And I'm not sure about that.
I've heard that's the only part, though.
It's just, I don't know. Hasbro does yellow poorly a lot of times, so I'm kind of skeptical, but we'll see.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I remember even my Universe Sunstreaker seemed like he had some pretty thin yellow. Or at least, even if it wasn't that thin, it had a cheap look to it. But I got the Henkei version, and it seemed like it just felt more quality. So I guess it's pretty safe to say the three people we've heard from want to buy this toy, Amber's being awfully quiet. And she's still being quiet. Does she not hear us?
Is she not? Yeah, I was wondering the same thing.
I'm retarded. I'm sorry. What?
Hi, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're recording tonight? Well, somebody should have told
her. I know. I'm sorry. Were we talking about Skywarp?
No, not yet. We were talking about Sans.
Oh, okay.
You're the only person who hadn't timed in. We just didn't know what you thought.
Yeah, he's cool. I'm not allowed into him, but, you know, so I don't really have much. Yeah, I don't care. My toy collection is already so freaking big. If I start offering up my opinions on things, then it's going to be, oh, my God, I need to buy these, so.
Like, oh, my God, it sucks because it's not Skywarp.
No, it doesn't suck because it's not Skywarp. It's just not. I bet if they
painted that toy purple and black, you'd buy it.
Maybe. I have a Skyfire that's black and purple.
Look at these kind of like Skywarp colors. There you go.
Yeah, because he was Skywarp colors. I was like, oh, that's really pretty. I'm going to buy him. And then I found out it's not actually a Skywarp toy. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. I knew it wasn't a Skywarp toy to start with, but I was just like, Skyfire in black and purple. He looks really cool. I'm going to buy him. And then later I figured out that he was like, I think the Shattered Glass or alternate universe. I don't know. It was an alternate universe, something or other of Skyfire. Then I was like, wow, it's kind of interesting.
He's halfway Skywarp.
Halfway.
He's Skyfire.
Skywarp.
Yes, he's got
the
sky.
So it kind of works.
He's got the sky. He's black and purple. You just got to change the fire to warp.
Exactly. No, I don't have much to say about Sandstorm. I mean, he's not necessarily something I'm into. That's all.
Okay.
Not going to knock him. He's just not something I'm into.
Well, I have bought the Blitzwing and Springer from BBTS. They're in my pile of loot that has been shipped, but it has not arrived yet. This guy, I don't know if I'm going to try to... I'm probably going to wait till I find him on Shields. I don't think he's going to fly off as quick as Springer and Blitzwing did. So I'm going to take my chances and find him in stores. But I'm definitely going to pick him up. He does look cool. Alright, speaking of something else that looks cool, we have new images of the Beast Hunter's Abominus Target exclusive gift set. Natsume, would you like to tell us about this release?
We're just going to do all mine at once, aren't we?
Yeah, well, you chose the two that are right next to each other on the list.
It's not my fault. so this is the guy that we were hinted about way back when we found out, hey, these guys combine. There's also going to be a gift set, and it's going to be recolored. So now we finally have images of this, and it's got clear plastic in it, which I'm always a sucker for. But overall, I probably won't be going for it. He's got too many colors, in my opinion. I think each of the figures has yellow in it, which is something that, except for the core, but has yellow in it, so that pretty much draws it all together, but...
The core one has yellow paint.
Yeah.
Well, now, the Hunger, the one in the middle, he looks the same as the retail release to me. And the others look the same colors as the retail release, except they have clear plastic.
Yeah.
Well, he's got clear plastic too.
The shades are off a little bit. The like the center.
Oh, on his
there.
Chest, yeah, that's clear he's, plastic.
All his red is all clear. Red. It's just sort of foggy. Yeah.
Okay. Had to get closer to the camera.
It's not as clear.
Well, I mean, even Blot, the purple isn't.
Yeah.
Super it's clear. Cloudy. It's kind of cloudy.
Like yeah. Crystally.
Well, it's usually the way the colored clear plastic looks. I mean, if you look at the Energon. Yeah. The BBTS exclusives of the Transformers Prime toys with the dark Energon, like Starscream, he looks like Skywarp because he's not completely clear. And that's kind of the vibe I'm getting from these guys. The clear plastic, where it's colored, it's not completely see through.
Yeah,
but they look really good backlit though. Like the plastic kind of glow.
Yeah, so actually, I'm not as fond of these guys as I was hoping for. I was like, oh, it's going to be recolored. It's going to look so good together, like as a combiner, since it's a gift set that combines, that has all of them in the same set.
You thought it's
going to look amazing. It does look okay together because his arms are like, they're both that sort of icy blue. And then his legs don't really have anything in common except it's a shade of blue. But his arms have that icy blue and then the yellow clear plastic. So that sort of looks good. But I was hoping the clear plastic is really the only thing I really like about it.
See, that's the thing I don't like about it. I just wanted this set in as close to G1 colors as possible, and it looks like I'll have to just go retail release on all of them. I only have one. I've yet to find Hunger. He was in wave two. I've yet to see those anywhere. And then the other three remaining ones will come in a wave, all the same wave, and I haven't even seen the Hunger wave.
I've only seen Twin Strike. That's it.
Yeah, same here. I've got him, and that's the only one I have. I noticed the packaging looks different than our other Beast Hunters packaging as well. It's blue.
Yes, that's right. I saw that.
And he has character art. It looks pretty neat.
He has character art. It does look, and it's different than the actual color on the toys.
Yeah, a lot more red on Hunger.
Well, I think he's red in the same places. They just proportionally they've made the red parts larger.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's like, his, like the tail of the dragon or whatever on his chest.
And since it's more of a gray instead of a pinkish, his grayish plastic, it's more like a gray. And it's all shaded, so it doesn't look all like, hey, I'm the not red part. And his right arm is green.
Look at me, I'm not red.
It's blue.
That's going to be the new meme for a while. New Transformer that doesn't have red on it. Look at me, I'm not red.
So yeah, it's got the Transformers, and then it's got... what's his face up at the top? Predaking. And then in French and English, only at Exclusivité Target. And then at the bottom, Beast Hunters, Predacons Rising. Like, it's a subline of a subline. And then Predacon,
it
Abominus.
Could be like the All-Spark.
Oh, All-Spark powered.
Powered line that.
That would Target explain had. the clear, I mean, not the clear, the electric blue plastic on these guys.
Yeah, and the.
Yo, dog, we heard you like sublines, so we put a subline in your subline.
pretty much.
Maybe, I guess maybe just the clear plastic, maybe? Like,
yeah, it could be like clear
rising
plastic
powered up, and they have clear plastic. It totally made a difference.
So they're powered rising over 9,000?
Yes!
I can't say I mean, if I was going to get it, I would get the gift set, but combining legends... It sounds fragile enough as it is. I mean, I have the Legends Devastator, and one of them already has a stress crack in it.
Aww.
And so I don't think clear figures that combine are going to hold up very long, especially, you know, down there at, like, Hunger's Dragon Heads and stuff like that. I don't know.
Well, how do they attach?
Well, I know the Twin Strike I have. I'm looking here at the picture that has all five. You can see the two little pegs and his lower legs.
Yeah.
They're pegging into his arms.
Yeah, you look at Hunger's arms, you see two little holes.
Right. That's what I figured. I was like, oh, it looks like they just sort of like weapon pegs. Like, I imagine on the bottom of like his dragon jaws, he's probably just got like a hole for a weapon peg or whatever.
Well, actually, I think that clips in a different way. So actually, the legs might be better. It up at the top might be where the problem is, where you have clear plastic clipping into... Mm-hmm. Or pegging into clear plastic, you get, you know, stress cracks and stuff like that. That stuff doesn't like to stretch like normal plastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's more brittle. That's why. I mean, it looks really cool, but it's super brittle. I just don't like the idea of clear plastic. Even with, like, you know, cars and things, I'd rather they just paint the windows than to use clear plastic and then try to paint the other parts to match the rest of the car. Because, number one, the paint never matches the plastic, so it's off. And number two, it's more brittle.
Yeah.
Over time, I'm always worried that it's going to break.
And then it leaves Easter eggs for all of the people who kitbash these things for people to find. Like in Crankcase's case, he had black plastic windows. Someone took off his backpack and he has seats inside.
Which makes no sense when he has black plastic windows.
Well, I think in the production or the whatever photos, or like even on the back of the package, yeah, in the back of the packaging, he's got like a clear purple. So it's like the purple windshield.
Sort of, I guess, clearer than they changed it.
Yeah. They're like, oh, let's just make him all black.
Nobody's going to care for this character anyway. He's a Michael Bay movie. He's going to be beheaded in the only scene.
Poor guy. I still want to make a costume of one of them. It's on my list of characters to do.
Things to do.
Because, I mean, and it was ever since the whole finger incident.
The finger incident?
I looked, yeah, with the middle finger being all long and then they clipped it.
Oh, okay.
I looked for an unclipped one. I just got a remolded one and I wasn't going to buy one of the clipped numbers, so.
That's all I ever had in my area were the clipped ones. I checked the product numbers. I never found one unclipped and I never found any remolds. I mean, from the beginning of the line to the end, every store around here, I checked every store on a regular basis. It was all the clipped versions.
I found maybe close to like 10 to 15 remolded, I think, throughout the entire course of the line. And then there would have been like maybe 75 clipped. And then there was really no rotation in my area for those at that time. It was pretty much the ones that they put out at the beginning were there until the end.
Yeah.
They were such shell formers.
Ooh. Can I say I really like the packaging?
Yes.
Yes, you can say. No, you're not allowed to say that.
That box art is cool.
Yeah, I love
this is exciting me. Box art always excites me, and to see box art on the shelves at this time, at this day and age, that's like one of my favorite things.
Yeah, I miss
this
box
is really
art.
Pretty. I know this is gorgeous.
I'm not at all
a fan of the
unified
beast.
3D renders and things.
Well, I'm not a fan of the beast stuff. Like, at all, but this is really pretty. I will probably end up picking this up at the store and then just staring at it for a few minutes and then putting it back.
What makes me sad about looking at that box art is to think that the toy could have looked a little more like that had this been a 5 deluxe class combiner like Bruticus.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah, well, but this is, you know, being sold as a complete set, you know, on the shelves, as opposed to, I mean, Bruticus, yeah, they could have easily gone the Bruticus route where they sold all the toys individually. Well, when they sold them all individually.
Yeah.
Like, they could have done that with this one, but they've already done that, so they're trying something different.
Well, even as this is, if they would have just made Hunger a Cyberverse Commander instead of a Legion.
I know, that probably would have been better, to a little bit bigger.
They could have worked a few more joints into it to make it a little more poseable.
Mm-hmm.
Give him a little more better knees and hips for the combined mode. But oh well. Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Hey.
Compared to the EZ collections, you know, Devastator, this one's kind of lazy, in my opinion.
I really like that Devastator.
Yeah, yeah, I agree, because that Devastator was awesome. The way they worked, you know, three modes into each toy, and they actually pull off their modes really well, and it looks like Devastator is supposed to look when it gets combined.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, well,
that's one of the, I mean, I stared at that toy for hours, must have been, once I got him home from Comic-Con. Like, I took that sucker out of the package and I started transforming them every which way and direction. Granted, I accidentally broke Swindle on accident. I broke Swindle the first day I had him. So it was just like I broke one of the pegs off. Like that holds his roof.
Oh, you're
down.
Talking about the Bruticus. I think yeah. Michael was talking about the little Legends Devastator from.
Oh, I'm retarded. I'm sorry. No, I am not listening tonight. Apparently,
we floated from one to the other.
Yeah, I don't know where the hell you went. You're just like, all right, we're gonna go this way now. I'll be like, I'm freaking lost now. See, well, hey, I was on the same vein. I was talking about combiners, so whatever.
Well, we were talking about Bruticus earlier, so you like 30 seconds earlier.
Okay, so I'm not completely off base.
He was talking about the little Legends Devastator, and then you said, yeah, I got that set, and I just stared at it forever, because I love the swindle, and I'm like, there was a swindle, and that's it?
Wait a minute, what? I'm sorry. I'm
it's okay.
I don't know what I'm doing tonight. I'd say I'm tired, but that's a lie because black tea has a ton of caffeine in it. So, and I just finished Megatron.
You know that I've been that way before, being extremely tired, but then wired up on caffeine, and you still, it's like you have energy, but you still feel tired.
Yeah,
it's the most surreal feeling.
You're not gonna fall asleep, but you're as tired as I'll get out.
Exactly.
All right, well, speaking of little figures, we want to hear a story about some little figures done correctly. Michael, tell us about the Generations Legends Megatron and Starscream that were revealed.
All right, so these are new figures in the new Generations Legend line that are the Decepticon companions to, or counterparts to, the current IDW Optimus with Roller and Bumblebee with what's the name of his jet?
Is it Jolt? His
helicopter? I don't think it's Jolt.
What's the name? I think it's the same as the one that Armada Hotshot came with, isn't it?
No, he's not called Jolt. What is the name of that? Yeah, well,
we're just gonna call him Jolt anyway.
Those guys, yeah, we'll call him Blue Jolt.
Not Jolt.
Jolt 2.0.
Not Jolt, yeah. So this is a IDW, what is this, Origins Megatron? He's got the tank.
Yay!
The Origins motif going Megatron. On. And, he comes with a little Chop Shop figure, which looks a lot like G1 Chop Shop. It looks like he turns into an ant crawling on Megatron's arm. He doesn't appear to really transform into a weapon, aside from flipping out a peg.
Blaze Master.
Blaze Master, that's him.
Yeah, I just googled it.
And so, yeah, that's all well and good. Megatron and Chop Shop are...
Chop Shop's not an ant, though. He's a beetle.
Is he?
He's a beetle. He's got the big
pinchers.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's something.
He's kind of like the same kind of thing.
He does look like he's crawling on Megatron's arm, so.
Yeah. So he's a beetle then. But the real star here in my book is Starscream and Waspinator, which to me is, I don't give Hasbro enough credit for being that clever. Because, you know, anyone who's seen Beast Wars knows the episode Possession, where Starscream possesses Waspinator's body, and you know it's one of those icons of the first Beast Wars season. And so
now Starscream still possesses Waspinator, just in a different way.
Yeah, he uses him as a bug cannon, and
that is awesome.
Yeah, that set just, you know, it hits everything that's right that I would want from something like this. And the little Waspinator is, you know, he suffers from being tiny, but I love that little thing. I can't wait to get a hold of the set.
Bug.
Yeah, I'll be getting all four of these figures now, just so that Starscream and Waspinator has.
Weren't the Beast Wars characters already like smaller? Like there was like the great upgrade where they all downgraded.
Yeah, they all got smaller.
So Waspinator should be smaller than Starscream.
Yeah.
All right, now this needs to be a thing. Do they come to make all of them as weapons so that they're all in scale and everything?
Oh, they do come together. Okay.
Yeah, well, here's what I don't get. I'm wondering if these Target Master partners, like Roller and Chop Shop and Waspinator and Blaze Master, I wonder if they're tied to, on the tooling, the main mold. Like, can they mix them up for repaints?
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, if they give us Skywarp and Thundercracker from that Starscream, are they going to come with repaints of Waspinator? Or can they use some other bugs and repaint them? Like give us Chop Chop repainted as Shrapnel for one of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, it always could be that they would have to, recolor the two figures and then just swap their partners.
That's what I was going to say.
But then, who would you ever swap out Waspinator with? That's the...
Well, he could be Buzzsaw. Buzzsaw, but who would you give it to?
Skywarp with Buzzsaw would be awesome. I would just keep it like that.
And then give Thundercracker the Chop Chop repaint as Shrapnel. I really want to see that as Shrapnel. In black and purple.
That would be good with Shrapnel. You know what? I'm so not a toy customizer. I've been really wanting to learn how, though. Like, I've got a couple of toys here that I want to do things with. And I know I need that Origins Megatron, but I don't want that Chop Chop. So I think that'd be kind of cool as a project.
I'll buy the Chop Chop from you. And I'll paint it black.
Okay. Because I don't want the. I need the Origins Megatron toy. He is my favorite Megatron, but I do not want the Chop Chop. So either I'll probably just sell it to you, or I will.
Yeah, I'll buy it from you.
I will end up trying to figure out how customizing works. I know it's not that hard. It's just the skill I haven't figured out yet. I haven't even tried.
Yeah, if you can build costumes,
it's like sewing.
No,
we just don't do it.
This no brainer. Breakdown is a no brainer. That's not like robot building is really 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 easy, and people don't get that when I say how easy it is, but it's really easy, and I don't get customizers.
Because they've never done it. It's kind of like customizing. It's easy if you've done it and you know how.
It's easy if you know how, but if you don't, you're just like, oh, dot, dot, dot. It's just like with everything else.
That's amazing. How did you do that?
I did it like this and this. And this. Like people, sorry, tangent. People don't get it like when I say that breakdown or any costume that I'm working on creating is literally 5% measurements and then 95% of screaming at cardstock because it's not doing what I want. It's a lot of guesswork, and people don't get that. That
90% of her guesswork, I don't understand.
You don't understand that because you... Yeah, but see, you use a Pepecura program, which is like...
I do. I make everything like all for me. Perfect. No, I have to do all that stuff, but I have to do it all in 3D, and then there's no guesswork for me because I know what I'm doing. And I'm
because the program does it for you.
No, it doesn't. I have to do all of that.
This is freaking guesswork, man. But that's the thing, is you just do it in 3D, and then it's like, okay, then I'm going to do this one. This is easy. And it's like, I'm doing it I got to figure this out in cardstock before I do anything else.
Yeah, the issue I had before I did stuff in 3D beforehand was just, I was always so worried about proportions.
Uh-huh.
And that was something I mean, because I did sort of mock-ups for Blackout. And he turned out okay, but it's not something I want to do again.
I definitely like the mock-ups. Again, I can't work with Pepecura. Like, I know how it works, and I've messed with it before because of the Halo stuff, but I haven't actually played with it, much. And that's probably the same thing with customizing, is I just have to sit down and do it. Because, I mean, I'm an incredibly crafty person, so... Like, sitting down and actually figuring out customizing would be fun. And maybe I'll do that with Chop Chop. I still really want to do it with the Thundercracker mold.
You have to sell it to me because I need two Chop Chop. One to keep as Chop Chop, one to make a Shrapnel. And I don't want to
buy two Megatron. But I'll just make it as Shrapnel and then sell it to you for a markup.
But I want to do it myself.
But you can repaint the Megatron green.
I was going to say, turn it into Megatron. Ball or something?
Make him G2 Megatron.
Oh, there we go.
No.
I like the tank. Okay,
problem solved. Or you can do Warpath even.
He's got to stay as Origins Megatron.
I mean, he won't have the chest thing, but you could probably fix that.
Oh, I still really want to make a Rainbow Dash figure out of my Thundercracker Generations toy. I have a Thundercracker Generations toy that my friend was just like, here, you can have this. I'm like, oh, okay. It's still in the box, but like I've been really wanting to strip because it's a jet and she's a flying pony.
And it's blue. Very fast. And she's blue.
Yes, but I'm really kind of tempted to strip down the paint on Thundercracker and really figure out how this works, and then just make like this cyan jet, and then put Rainbow Dash's symbols on his wings. and then be like, "Look, it's rainbow dash."
I'd leave it blue.
You should
no, because it doesn't need to be that dark. But that's too dark. That dark blue is too dark. It needs to be a cyan, a lighter blue.
Look at breakdown shoulder. Compare it to breakdown's chest.
Yeah,
and there's the difference.
Rainbow dash is up there, sitting on breakdown's shoulder.
The Thunderbirds, how they have the stripes on the tips of the wings and on the, mm-hmm. the top of the aileron. And mm-hmm. you should put rainbow stripes up there, like her tail for me.
Yeah, well, like, I've got the Thundercracker toy already, so I think I'm just going to stick with that one. Because, I mean, it's a generation Thundercracker, and he's already got stripes. So, you know, okay. I figure that, I mean, that is a good idea, but I figure, hey, you know what, I've already got this toy, so I might as well use it. I'm not going to keep it as Thundercracker, because I don't care for the toy itself. I don't care for the character himself, really, at all.
You have that
in
the Skywarp, though, right?
Do I? No, I don't.
Your Skywarp collection is locked.
To get the Skywarp, you have to buy the ridiculously Skywarp Ultra Magnus.
Generations didn't come out with a Skywarp by himself. Yeah, I would have had to buy that ridiculously stupid expensive Skywarp. And I'm working on trying to find that, but I don't want Ultra Magnus. So I'm trying to find him loose.
And it's overpriced because it's the City Commander set.
I saw him. I freaking saw that set in stores, and I went, eh, and I passed it off because I didn't want to buy it and then have this Ultra Magnus. I didn't want to.
If you had done that, though, you could have sold the Ultra Magnus for a huge
I could later. Have, but at that point, the City Commander set wasn't out, so it wasn't, like, in was crazy so high demand.
I remember when that set came out, everybody was complaining that they put Skywarp in there with the stupid white primary paint nobody wanted.
So I know.
People were buying it for Skywarp, selling Magnus dirt cheap, and then all of a sudden, here comes City Commander, and everybody was like, "Oh!"
I know, and it was like that because of that City Commander set was the reason why it went up, and like I saw it in stores, and I completely passed it by. I was
on
like,
clearance for like $12.
Yes, and it's like I really don't need that. I don't want the Ultra Magnus. I just want Skywarp. So I'm gonna try and find it loose later. And now, like, what happened? Now I'm trying very hard to find it, and I am not having any luck. Like I managed to find one person a couple years ago that had that claimed he had City Commander Skywarp, but he was missing a couple parts. And I actually took a look at it, and it was not even the same toy. And I'm like, nope. For $60, nope, I'm gonna walk away.
Yeah, that's a little high.
Yeah,
just
that's a little high, and it wasn't even from that Skywarp was not even from the City Commander set. I already had that Skywarp toy in my collection.
Yeah, I was kind of annoyed that Hasbro didn't bring out a new Skywarp in the Generations line, because
I would have really liked it if he came out separately in the Generations line, because then I'd have him and I wouldn't have to worry about it.
We got three Seekers in that line. They gave us the Thundercracker. Well, they gave us the ones from the BotCon set, which were even more expensive and rare than the Skywarp. I think three of the same mold in line was probably pushing it.
Yeah, and I'm trying to see if I can, like, I'm honestly still really looking to see if I can find that particular Skywarp loose, because, I mean, people want it for the City Commander, so I'm hoping I can find someone that doesn't want it.
You'd think with all the other releases of Skywarp we've had since then, that I think Takara's put out a couple. There was the Henkei one, and then there was that three-pack with all of them.
Do you think it's Masterpiece Skywarp's fault that we don't get Skywarps anymore from Hasbro?
Because he's shelf warm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want the new mold Masterpiece. I got the Thundercracker. I need the Skywarp. And I wanted to reissue Starscream because he's ridiculously expensive now.
Masterpiece line?
Yeah, the new one that they made where they tweaked the mold and gave him the Caven crown.
I thought it was expensive when it came out. The only one I've got is the, was that a Target? Is the Target or Walmart exclusive? Walmart. Okay, thank you. Walmart exclusive.
That was the first mold, and they redid the mold and got rid of the and stuff.
I have that one. I still need to get the Takara Masterpiece Skywarp toy. And I'm trying to find one that will possibly go below 100, but I usually see them for like 120. And then the, yeah, I think that'd be really cool if they come out with one in the newer mold. I'm really looking forward to. I need to get my hands on so many Skywarp toys. It's not even funny. I mean, I've got a lot of them already. So I mean, I'm missing like probably 10 from my collection. But I managed to find a deal on a world's smallest Transformers Skywarp last year at BotCon.
Did you get a real one, or did you get one of the remakes from the Heroes toys? You were aware that there's like a knockoff of that, right?
I think we just lost her. Oh wait, no, she's moving now.
Yeah, I am. I'm here. I'm sorry. My computer decided to spaz. Yeah, there is a knockout for it. A knockoff.
You got a real one?
I haven't bothered to research it yet. If it is the knockoff, oh well. I will deal with it and live with it because, hey, it looks like Skywarp and okay, fine.
Did it come in the typical WST box? Because I don't think the knockoff comes in the same box.
No, I don't think it. No, it didn't. It came with the card. It had like a cardboard holder and like literal brown cardboard holder and then like a plastic cover. Tray. No, yeah, not a plastic tray, but like a black, the bubble protective.
Okay.
It didn't come in the actual WST box, no.
Okay.
But I was figuring, like, at the time when I bought it, I was like, oh my god, this is really freaking cheap from, like, all of the other ones that I've ever seen, so I might as well just buy it if it is the knockoff, and it probably was since it was so cheap. I mean, it wasn't like, so cheap. It was like $35 for, like, this little thing. But, okay, fine. You know, if it was the knockoff, and it probably was, then I will just deal with it because he's really cute and tiny.
If it makes you feel better, the knockoffs are made. The rumors that I've heard, that I don't know if anybody's discounted these, is that Heroes Toymaker guy actually, I guess, went to Car and made those. They hired an outside designer to make them, and it was him. And when the line got canceled, he just kept. So yeah, when the line got canceled, he just kept going with them.
Technically, from his original hands.
Yes, so it's the same guy made them. So.
Okay, same basic, same vein.
Yeah.
Just a different line of such. Okay, yeah.
Probably from the same molds.
Probably so. Yeah, that's not bad. I mean, if it is a knockoff, whatever, that's not that big a deal. Because it's a tiny Skywarp, and he is currently the smallest, no, second smallest, nope, wait, one, two, third smallest thing in my collection.
What do you have smaller than the WST Skywarp?
WST Megatron and WST Shockwave are both smaller than him. Oh, well, and then I technically have a WST Blaster who is actually smaller than Shockwave, but he broke. I managed to.
That was the one from BotCon 2000.
Yes, yeah, I accidentally snapped his ball joint for his leg. He's freaking tiny. Luckily, yeah. He was only like $15, so I was like, okay, that sucks, but fine.
Well, speaking of, you know, something that should be $15 in the Skywarp vein, but probably will cost more because it's being imported, go ahead and just stay on your rant about Skywarp here. Tell us about the Takara Wallace Cybertron Skywarp.
I like Skywarp rants. Skywarp rants are fun.
Well, you just talked about Skywarp and Blaster.
Here's exactly.
Skywarp and Blaster again.
Exactly. Takara Tomy Generations Blaster and Skywarp in package images. So we got these 2 days ago on the 15th. TF Yuki posted an in-package image of the next two releases in the Takara Tomy Transformers Generation line. These ones are Autobot Blaster and Fall of Cybertron, which is so far the Japan-only Fall of Cybertron Skywarp, which means that I'm going to be paying out the damn nose to get it. I like them. I think they're really cool. It's interesting to see these two right next to each other because Skywarp is on a bubble card and Blaster's in a box. So either that is an incredibly tiny box or that is a really, really big bubble card. Because usually when they're in boxes like that, aren't they usually like the Voyager size or whatever, the bigger version?
Isn't Blaster the bigger toy? Isn't he a Voyager size toy? Yeah.
Yeah, he is a Voyager size toy. He is much bigger than Skywarp. So that is the Voyager line. But the Skywarp, both of them interest me because they are in the Fall of Cybertron War, the Fall War, that Cybertron-y, the game world.
Continuity.
That one, the game world designs, which is cool. I don't have any. As I look around really quickly, the War or Fall toys. I don't have any of the game toys at all, which interests me because I'm finally going to get this Skywarp in package. Like I heard, oh man, what was it? Two, maybe 2 years ago, maybe three now at Comic-Con, ran into the designer, ran into the toy designer at Comic-Con, and I asked him about a Skywarp potentially coming out in the War for Cybertron toys, because at that time it was just War for Cybertron. And he said, yeah, the Skywarp is out, or the, since the Starscream was already said, hey, this is coming out like next month, then the Thundercracker and Skywarp currently were not seen anything of. And I was like, oh God, because the line was also, if I remember correctly, the War for Cybertron line was really short.
Yeah, it was tied into the Generations, or yeah. Generations line.
Yeah, we got like five figures, I think.
Yeah, it was very short.
Yeah. Bumblebee, Cliffjumper, Optimus,
Megatron, Soundwave,
yep.
Yeah. Mostly Autobots, and like the Starscream we had seen, if I remember correctly, we had seen maybe concept images of the toy, but we didn't actually see like a physical toy by then, but we knew that it was coming. Just didn't know when. And then
I think they teased it.
Yeah, they did.
Everybody was like, you have to make Starscream, right? And they're like,
they did tease it by then, because it was, usually because BotCon was before Comic-Con. So if I remember correctly, I believe they teased it at BotCon. And that was why I asked the guy at Comic-Con. And he had said, yeah, these toys are coming out. I didn't know that it was going to take this long to get Skywarp and Thundercracker. And we haven't even seen Thundercracker yet. So
yeah, Thundercracker has, we've seen official images.
Yeah, from my understanding, Thundercracker is a Hasbro release.
Yeah, he's coming out as Hasbro Skywarp. He's coming out with the IDW figures, because he can double as a Spotlight Thundercracker, because the IDW has adopted the War for Cybertron look for some of the Cybertronian modes.
Right.
And Skywarp. So if you want all three of them, the only two you can get from Hasbro domestically were the Starscream and the Thundercracker.
Exactly. So the one from Skywarp so far is Takara only, so it's a Japan exclusive.
So wouldn't it be your luck that the only one of the three you want is the one that's important and more expensive?
The only one of the three I want is going to cost as much as the other two, yes.
I really hope that Hasbro...
Plus shipping.
You win at bailing.
Comes out with a Skywarp.
Well, see, and... Yeah, it's...
That's what will happen. She'll drop the $35 for the Takara one, and then like the next day, the news story will hit.
That's going to suck, and I will hate them forever. But at that point, I will have the first run, Japan only, and I'm totally pulling hairs here, or splitting hairs here, but at this point, I will get the original first run, the Japan one, which is usually better than the...
Which, yeah, shine your paint.
Yeah, I know. And that's what irritates me, is I really am probably just going to wait on Skywarp, and this is the only reason why. It's because the Skywarp that we're currently being shown is gray and purple, which is not the black and purple that Skywarp usually is, which means that he is going to stand out like a sore thumb on my Skywarp shelf, much like that white and yellow helmed Skywarp one does that's currently on my shelf. I always forget where he's from.
Machine Wars?
Machine Wars, thank you. Yeah, the Machine Wars Skywarp. I have one toy of him and he stands out like crazy. And I probably will hold off on the Takara Tomy Skywarp simply because of that gray paint job. I don't like it in the slightest. Yeah,
and to wait and see if Hasbro does it in black.
Yeah, try and wait and see.
And hopefully not as much purple.
Well, as of so far, from what we've seen, Takara, for whatever reason, seems to be doing their own things with the colors. Like, usually when you look at Takara toys, they're usually the ones that are more on model, the ones that are more...
slavish to the
character. Yeah, detailed and slavish to the character, the ones that look better. And in recent history, they haven't been like the Hasbro ones have actually been better, which is a surprise to me. I don't know what's going on over on Takara, so I don't know what's going on the Japan side, but like if
we're just the shiny paint, not really the slavish deco, they're trying to catch people's eye.
Yeah, like I love the shiny paint, but only when the shiny paint is like amazing and perfect. I mean, I do have Takara. I have the Takara Blitzwing, animated Blitzwing, and then I have the animated Lockdown versus Ratchet set from the animated line. The Takara. The super shiny paint, I love them, and they're super pretty, which is great. I have a couple of Japanese toys, but this one I probably will not end up getting, unless it ends up being like 4 or 5 or 6 years down the line when the Fall of Cybertron toys are clearly dead and they're not going to pick them back up, then I will probably end up buying it, but only after I wait to see if Hasbro does something with it first.
When somebody on the board is trying to unload it cheap just because they want to get rid of it.
Yeah, that too. When somebody's trying to, hey, I really don't want this, $5.
And nobody,
okay.
I paid $35 for it. I don't really want it anymore. Neither does anybody else, so I'll take $15.
Yeah, if somebody's willing to sell it to me for like $5 or $15, yeah, a few years down the line, if Hasbro doesn't come out with one, then I'll end up buying
five,
this.
Five or 15. If they ask for
five
10,
or
no,
15,
if they ask for 10, no deal. It's gonna be 5 or 15.
Exactly. on the other side of that coin, though, Blaster and is that Ripclaw? No, not Ripclaw. Oh my God,
Steeljaw.
Thank you, Steeljaw and. Blaster in this small image that we managed to get, they look great. They look really great. The colors are on par. That red is really striking, which is fantastic. I'm really happy that they didn't decide to go with like a more maroon tint or whatever.
Because or Hasbro pink.
Hasbro pink, yes. The
Steeljaw all so bad. It's like the worst one of those data discs.
I know. He's horrible. But the because in Fall of Cybertron, I haven't really had a chance to play it, but I have seen the screen caps, and I feel retarded because it's sitting right over there, and I just haven't ever picked it up. And
it
I feel bad.
Awesome.
I know it was awesome, but like, I mean, I've got it. It's sitting over there. I have Xbox Live, so I could totally play with my friends, but I don't.
If it had co-op, we could totally play together.
I know. I would very much so like to play with my friends.
I know you gamers are going to want to slap me, but I have still not picked up for Cybertron in a while and finished the campaign.
I
need
to play co-op.
Just
together.
Skip it. Just skip it.
I'm just
busy with
other stuff.
I need to throw War for Cybertron in. I have War for Cybertron. I really need to throw it in again because since I got my new Xbox, because I originally bought War for Cybertron and played it on my brother's Xbox, but now that I have an Xbox, I need to get the data onto my Xbox, but I haven't done so yet.
No, you don't.
No, just start over.
Well, and that's the thing is that I haven't gotten the data from my brother's Xbox, and I don't want to. I want to start over. So I have yet. I really need to throw War for Cybertron in there, and then immediately right after that, play Fall of Cybertron. But I'm currently kind of caught on Assassin's Creed, so.
Uh-oh.
I'm currently in the middle of.
Assassinating somebody.
Revelations.
Revelations was the best.
I'm currently in the middle. No, well, right now, Brotherhood is the best for me. Revelations is really close second.
I got bored with Brotherhood. It took me almost a month to beat it.
I love Brotherhood. I'm currently stuck on Revelations. I have Assassin's Creed 3 here, and I'm probably going to wait until Comic-Con, because usually Comic-Con does like, oh, pre-order this, and you get a t-shirt or a poster or something cool or a discount or whatever, and I'll probably end up pre-ordering the Assassin's Creed, the
Black Flag.
What is that? Black Flag, thank you. Yeah. And it was pirate-themed. I just couldn't remember what it
was.
Yeah,
that
I'll probably
was good. I started playing Assassin's Creed 3 back in December. I still haven't beat it.
Yeah, I'm currently, like, I just threw in Revelations, like, a week ago, and I'm really hooked on it. I love the game. It's a lot of fun. I tried to start at the beginning. Like, I really wanted to start Assassin's Creed 1, despite how horrible of a game it is. I really wanted to start there. But Gamefly wasn't being nice to me, because at that time I was also trying to get these games from Gamefly, but yet Assassin's Creed 3 had just come out, so everybody was pre-ordering it so that they could play, or not pre-ordering it, but renting it so that they could play the games from the beginning and get re-caught up before playing Assassin's Creed 3. And I ended up starting off at Brotherhood, and then went back and did 1 and 2, and now I'm on Revelations. So I still haven't played Assassin's Creed 3, and I'm kind of bummed out that I haven't because of the tie-in with the end of the world. I would have really liked to play the game when it came out because of the tie-in to the end of the world. But I didn't know that there was a tie-in to the end of the world until like halfway through Brotherhood. And then I was like, oh, okay.
I hope you're not spoiling this game for people who haven't played. Like, I have a desire to play it, so I don't care.
No,
I
haven't.
That's always been sort of the theme of Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed 3. Yeah, no. I don't think it's. Came in it was never. Two.
It was 2 that revealed.
The end of the world.
The end of the world.
Yeah. The 12/21/12. Was written on all the walls in Assassin's Creed 2 and in Brotherhood. It was written on the walls when you used Eagle Vision. Hmm. It was mentioned in Assassin's Creed 2, but it was written all over the walls because of Subject 16.
How did we get here from talking about Skywalker and Black?
Video games.
Video games, sorry.
That's total tangent. I was trying to bring it back, but it was like I have no idea how to bring this back on topic.
I'm sorry, that was
just,
totally my
just
fault.
A call out that we're on a huge rabbit trail.
I know. I think we changed lanes without signaling. I'm not sure what happened there.
It was,
anyway.
It was you were saying that you haven't gotten the Fall of Cybertron because you've been playing Assassin's Creed.
And then it was a tangent about Assassin's Creed because it's an awesome game. I'm sorry. That was totally my fault.
We went down the rabbit trail. We shot the rabbit. We gutted the rabbit. We skinned the rabbit and then we cooked it and ate it. It's time to go back to the Transformers podcast.
I know. I'm sorry.
So we were talking about how the this wasn't one of our news stories.
You can hunt rabbits in Assassin's Creed 3.
I didn't
okay.
know that.
We're trying to go back to the Transformers, Mike. You're not helping.
Done with Assassin's Creed. Yes, but Skywarp and Blaster, they look like cool toys. I personally will probably end up skipping on both of them for a while.
Yeah, I have the Hasbro Blaster, so I don't care. Like I said, Steel Jaw's not that great. Have you guys seen, and this wasn't in our topic list, so we'll only mention it if people have something to say about it. The third-party group, Keith's Fantasy Club, KFC, that are making the Masterpiece cassettes. But they did, like, the Steel Jaw, and then they did, like, the Shatterglass Steel Jaw, and they just announced.
Yeah, I've seen some of those.
Yeah, they did Ramhorn the first time, and now they're going to do Steel Jaw. I actually have the Ramhorn coming in my pile of loot. And I have Steel Jaw on pre-order. So what do you guys think about those? Anybody here got the Masterpiece Soundwave? I know John does, but he's not with us tonight.
I touched his, so I should count.
Okay.
I wish I had a Masterpiece Soundwave. I'm waiting for the Hasbro version that comes with all the tapes so I don't have to spin an arm and a leg.
All right, so if we get the Hasbro Soundwave, are we going to want Blaster's tapes just for the heck of having more tapes?
I want some of the other Decepticon tapes. You know, we need some.
I want all
Beast Box
the tapes.
And Squawk Talk are coming. Yeah. They're also doing Beast Box and Squawk Talk. Yay.
The moment they decide to design a pink humanoid cassette, then I'll buy
Rosanna
into the franchise. Yeah,
well, yeah
but until
they
make me a Rosanna.
They're doing the Autobot tapes. They're doing the only other two Decepticon tapes.
Well,
I guess
you
have two other dinosaurs. They're doing Beast Box and Squawk Talk, and then they're doing Ramhorn and Steeljaw. All they're going to do is an eject and rewind mold, and they can color it like Rosanna.
Exactly. Well, like they did, Sundor. And Sundor was from Kiss Play, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was Hasbro, right?
Yeah, that was Hasbro.
There's the data disc.
Yeah, that was the data disc. Yeah, but still in the data disc line.
Hmm. See, I was thinking of we're talking about the Keith's Fantasy Club, the third party.
See, I am so fucking out of it. I don't know what's going on. Sorry, again.
Yeah, I had moved to that because it was a new steel jaw. It was better than the data disc, is why I brought it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
no,
and I was
okay.
Like,
isn't better than the data disc? Bakugan is better than those data discs.
So it's a masterpiece. We're talking about masterpiece cassettes. And yes, a masterpiece Rosanna cassette would be great.
See, I might as well just stop talking.
It's the tea. It's Starscream has betrayed you.
No, that was Megatron.
You sure one of those wasn't the Soundwave tea? Because keep rewinding you 30 seconds into the previous topic.
Hey, I heard the discs, and then you went into the... Yeah.
Did you just say Soundwave T and Rewind?
No. See, because we were talking about the Fall of Cybertron Blaster, and then you went into Hasbro Blaster, and then you went into this is the data disc, and then all of a sudden we're over here, and I'm just
I even said that the Steel Jaw is really bad.
It's an episode of Family Guy.
The third party group, Fantasy Club. I mean, I introed the new subject pretty good.
Oh my God. I should just stop talking. I am sorry.
Yeah, you're too busy fawning over breakdown back there.
What?
You're too busy fawning over breakdown back there.
No, I'm
just
my
turn
head
around
is...
and gushing and then not paying attention.
I can pet him. No,
oh, yeah,
my
I saw where you were petting him.
I'm
right,
sorry.
No, be good. Be good.
I am being good. I swear.
This is a PG podcast.
It, I know.
I think maybe not. I don't know. We say
is it?
I don't know. We say that's what she said too much, don't we?
Didn't we? It was a PG podcast. We have an F bomb to bleep out.
No, we have kept the swearing down, but the subject matter gets a little racy. Okay.
As racy as Transformers can get.
Yes.
Yes.
Speaking of racy images, Michael, would you like to talk about the new Sharkscon Megatron images that came out?
No.
Provocative pose.
No, I don't
gun.
Want to talk about them. God.
I forgot this was coming up.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we got some better images of the Beast Hunters. Why isn't this scroll? This is taking me off. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Your computer's out.
I don't like how Google Plus opens up these links.
Yeah, I agree. It's horrible.
All right. So we got some larger images of Beast Hunters Voyager Megatron and all his Sharktagon glory. And this thing looks pretty freaking cool.
Earlier pictures.
Go ahead.
He looked almost black. This is a much lighter shade of gray, and it looks much better.
Yeah, he's just so much. There's so much retooling on this guy. I mean, they just didn't spare.
It's like the
what's
getting
not remolded on this? I think
it's like
just
the,
his upper arms aren't remolded.
And his thighs.
The sandstorm.
Maybe his toes. His hands.
Yeah, his thighs and his hands might not be.
His toes.
He is extensively remolded, and he looks great. I mean,
I want that. And just for the sheer novelty of it, I will display it proudly next to my Fatimus Energon Prime.
I wish they would have done this with more of the Decepticons. You know,
Dreadwing kind of looks like some kind of bird plane.
Dreadwing looks horrible.
I want Dreadwing to be repainted as Tigerhawk.
There you go.
Because I think he would look awesome as Tigerhawk.
God damn.
And there's our first Gerard word of the show.
No, I said something worse earlier. Sorry.
He's even got a piranha gun that turns into a sword.
That's so cool.
He looks pretty cool. And, I don't know. I want it, but then I don't know where I would put it.
With this thing.
Does his weapon lock out? Or is it like the others where it just kind of
I think this locks out.
I hope it does.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think none of these have come with those annoying mech tech weapons.
It doesn't look like it.
Or power riser weapons. So.
The redesigned Decepticon symbol looks pretty cool.
Yeah,
You can see it on his alternate mode there.
It looks like the regular Decepticon symbol, but with much larger mandibles.
It looks like it's got very, very icky teeth. I think that's really cool that they decided to remold, or they decided to redesign the Decepticon symbol instead of just slapping a Decepticon symbol on there or giving him the Beast symbol. They completely made a new one for him, which is cool.
This is the first time we've gotten a new faction symbol in years, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, we had the Maximals and Predacons. And
there was the one that the lion guy and the RID line, the PRID.
Oh, Thundertron.
Yeah, he had a modified Decepticon symbol.
Yeah, that's for those pirate things.
I was going to say, that wasn't new as of that toy, though. That was new as of the game.
Oh, right, right. Okay.
We had that for like several months.
I don't think he had a, I don't think they've actually had a official symbol for it though.
Yeah, it was, it's on the website.
Yeah, the faction was mentioned in the one of the novels that came out, like Exodus or something.
I didn't read any of the novels. I just went to the foreign website and went through all the different gibberish I couldn't read. And
yeah,
about the pirates.
Yeah, the pirates had a new faction, and but we never saw a symbol because it was a novel, so there was no pictures.
It was on there. No, on the website.
Oh, was it on the book?
Yes. I won't.
Not in the book. I'm saying I didn't read the book. I went to the website.
It's that MMO, wasn't it?
Yeah, the MMO. When we first learned about that game, I went to the website.
The books preceded that even, didn't they? Didn't the books precede even the MMO?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
But anyway, the faction symbol for the pirates then, I guess, was the first new symbol we've had since the Maximal Predacon symbols were introduced in like 95, 96. Otherwise, we've just had Autobot Decepticon since then. So it's kind of neat they're starting to give us more faction symbols.
The movie logos.
Well, it's pretty much Autobot Decepticon, just slightly
evil.
Yeah, proportions slightly different.
Yeah, like that's not really, that's just like a retweaking of the original. So that one doesn't necessarily count. This one's like completely new. I mean, it's not like completely new, obviously, because the top of it is the same. But I don't know. I think it's cool that we got a second one. I hope we see that on other toys. I still personally don't believe I'm going to be picking up any of these.
But they look cool.
Yeah, they did. They do look cool, and I will be taking a gander at these from afar, on other people's shelves. I don't have any place for him, like ever. He's really cool. I won't deny that.
I don't even have much Prime stuff anymore. I want the Abominus just because it's a combiner, and I want this just because it's so darn unique. I mean, it's so off the.
It's weird.
It's gonna go on my weird shelf next to Fat Prime and I can't think of.
Thinking it because I want the Ratchet because the obvious
Dinobot homage,
and then I want that Dreadwing because I love that look, even though most people hate it. Like I said, I keep getting that Tigerhawk vibe from him, and that's cool to me. And so I could get Megatron and they can just stand there as a group of Beast Hunter figures that have no place. They're the Misfit toys.
How much fun would that costume be now to me?
No comment.
How much fun would that be? Come on. bright like that?
It would be a lot of fun to run around in. Not fun to actually make, because you'd actually have that in front of your face for 3 months, and you might, like, bleach out your eyes.
I might die.
Then when you put the costume on, it's going to be dimmed, right? Because you have this fabric in front of your face, and you're like, dude, I can't see anything.
I know.
I've been bleached now. Everything's dark.
I know. Everything's dark. I don't get it. That would be really interesting. I mean, they make fabric in those bright colors. I could do it. Not like I'm going to. The one thing that kind of freaks me out is his face. I wish the face was like the silver of like his upper arms, because the face actually blends into that blue. Well, his neck, but that blue that's just before his chest plate, it just kind of blends in. It kind of melds into one. I love his head though. His head, like that chevron where his eyebrows are, and that chevron that spikes up, it looks really cool.
He's got like a trident going on.
Yeah, there's not a single bit of this, you know, like you said, there's not a single bit of this that isn't regular. The most of this is remolded. The only parts that I think are have been left alone are his cod, his upper legs, and his upper arms. Everything else is new, as far as we know, as far as we can see, which is just cool.
The regular Megatron, did he have that same face sculpt?
No, that's a totally new head.
Because he's got this like dull surprise look on his face. He's sort of like zombie.
The face sculpt and the whole head, as far as like, because I know the helmet is different, and as far as I remember, the face I'm gonna look at my Megatron really quick. The face kind of zombified is different.
Yeah, the face is different. Yeah. He's got like an open mouth. I think he might have teeth. It's hard to tell.
Oh yeah, maybe like fangs, little.
With the gigantic fangs on his chest plate, if he doesn't have teeth in his mouth, I will be very surprised.
Maybe that's why he doesn't have them in his mouth, because he moved them to his chest.
Oh, God.
It's like my teeth grew so big they wouldn't fit in my face anymore, so I had to put them on my pecs. All right. So any more rambling about Megatron? Other than I have to have him. And I like the new colors. These new pictures show us better colors.
Mm-hmm. His colors are super striking. Like on any shelf, I think he'd like stand out like mad. He's just super bright and colorful. The hot pink and that super electric blue that they're using.
You know what? I need to put him on a shelf with my G1 Seacons reissue and my Skybite from BotCon. With the shiny blue thing. But all shark stuff. That's where he'll go. Okay. Well, we'll move on to our last news story we have for tonight.
Now someone needs to repaint that as Depth Charge.
Oh my god.
Oh, I like it. I like it as that colors. Maybe BotCon will do that. They'll give you your...
because it comes with the shark gun and everything.
Maybe BotCon will do that for an exclusive one. Just to make you go. You'll get your Depth Charge and your Thunderhawk. Or whatever the name
Tigerhawk.
Is. Tigerhawk, yeah. From Thunderwing, or Dreadwing, or whatever the heck his name is. It's getting late, I can't remember names. Oh my gosh. I need some of that caffeine to keep me awake. Okay, our last news story. It's a third-party group, Toy World. Have done a massive update for some projects they're working on. They've got their IDW-style Optimus Prime to be a counterpoint to their Hegemon, which is like IDW Megatron. Another one of their throttle boss, this time one based on Chase. And then we see images of their Brainstorm. We've had a couple different stories broken. The first one we just saw Brainstorm in his robot mode. And then later they reveal a jet mode image. And instead of looking... It's really weird because Fans Project is doing their version of some of the Headmasters. And they've got a Brainstorm coming out. They call it Smart Robin. And I looked at this Toy World version, and I liked the robot mode look better. I thought it looked more like the cartoon model for Brainstorm back in G1. But then they went completely oddball with the jet mode, and they made it look like a Star Wars X-Wing fighter. Have you guys seen those pictures?
Yeah.
Why do you think they would go that route to go so off-the-wall Star Wars reference?
I don't know. Creative license, I guess.
Yeah, but they stuck so... I mean, like, you look at their... I can't remember what they called him now.
I'm trying to find a good picture.
No, Grindrod was the toy for the Autobot. Whatever they called their hardhead homage. I mean, he looked just like G1 Hardhead from the cartoon in both robot and alt mode. You know, they kept it real... I mean, even their IDW Prime in this story, you see, looks pretty much just like IDW Prime in the comic. You know, they're real slavish on their stuff, and then they just go off the wall. You think they did it because of Smart Robin? They're trying to distinguish theirs a little?
Something different, something new to look at.
I can't find the alt mode.
Yeah, it was in a different news story.
I saw it somewhere. I can't find it now either, because it's only a vague image in my mind.
Okay, let me find it here. I'll just...
Because the first thing I want to say is that it just sort of happened to be that way based on how they wanted to design the robot. And then it was like, hey, it sort of looks like this. And they're like, we can make that work.
Well, the wings are just kind of on the back. They could have put any kind of wing they wanted. You know, they could have gone with their standard wings. How did you find it?
Maybe one of them's a fan.
Yeah, Big Bad Toy Store. So yeah, it's definitely got an X-Wing look mixed with, I don't know, it almost looks like Six Shot in jet mode.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like a fat X-Wing.
I linked it.
Yeah, the X-Wing was a little thinner in the nose cone area.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
But But it looks nothing. If you look at pictures of like what Rainstorm is supposed to look like, he just had single wings going out the side.
Mm-hmm. But you think you can rotate them so they can basically just merge into one wing or whatever?
Well, in the robot mode, it looks like they're, if you look at the pictures in the original news story we had in TFW, it looks like they're folded down together, but they're just laying against one another. They don't look like they clip together into one wing. It's just mm-hmm. much like the X-Wing, they just kind of fold down and touch.
Right.
So I don't know. When I first saw the robot mode images, I thought, okay, I like this better than the Fans Project one. I'll probably buy it instead. And then they showed the alt mode pictures with the X-Wing, and I'm like, no. Repaint it as an X-Wing, make the headmaster, like the little orange flight suits from the guys wore in Star Wars, and I can sell it as something different, like a Star Wars crossover, but as Brainstorm, I have no desire. Okay, what are you guys' thoughts on the other? Like, anybody here follow them on their throttle bots? I mean, anybody buying those or wanting to buy those?
I've seen them. I don't know. Third party's always been something that's been out of my reach, so I don't pay attention to it much unless there's something big that comes out that's like really cool, like Night Morpher, you know, all those guys I look at, that Predaking, yeah. The new Minasaur looks pretty cool. But yeah, it's always been something there's no point in looking at it, I guess, so I don't. But I've seen some of that stuff and it all looks, you know, real good. I could never afford it and normal Transformers, and I'll choose Hasbro over third party just because
you get more for your bang for your buck that way.
Yeah.
For $100 you could buy $15 of deluxe. Now you're going to get like six, maybe seven deluxes.
Yeah, exactly.
Or one, you know, Voyager-sized third-party figure.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody, what about the Optimus Prime that they showed here?
He's really pretty.
He looks really good. The only thing I'm disappointed with on it is that the truck mode doesn't have enough truck detail sculpted into the side. It's just got lots of random little lines.
It's really
squares.
Flat.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the cab over truck should be flat, but I mean...
Not like that.
They should have it sculpted in like a door on the side. And yeah. Maybe some steps going up where you climb up into the truck. I mean, you know, just
yeah,
give
there
some
were,
truck detailing.
There was like, it needs some details. Let's put some lines.
Just give it random pants. Cybertronian robot details instead of truck details.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I have against it. Otherwise, I think it looks great. Especially
yeah, I think it looks good.
He's very, very beautiful. I'm surprised. Third parties always get me. And I know like they can work off different parameters that like Hasbro does. So it shouldn't surprise me too much, but the amount of detail that they can pull off on some of these is just brilliant. And Optimus, despite his truck, the sides of his truck, which is weird, like you said.
If you look at it from the front, it's going to be completely flat on the sides, and that bothers me.
I know.
Well, cab overs are, though. I mean, that's the way those trucks are shaped.
Yeah. They're
supposed to be flat like that. The head kind of, the proportions in the head are kind of weird to me.
Yeah. It is, yeah. He's got
it's
a he's
a
got
bit
a
more
large
round, skull. Yeah.
His eyes are a lot lower.
His head's a lot more round, like R.I.D.
Yeah.
Optimus and less.
His head's a little rounder. Does he have a bigger forehead?
He does have.
He's got a bigger skull. Yeah. His eyes are lower.
He's got a bigger forehead.
He's very smart.
Like just flat out, the eyes are too low on his face.
Yeah, I think he looks pretty cool.
Well, we'll see. I'm sure they'll show us more pictures eventually. We'll see more before he's released.
Right. I love the sculpted in detail on the insides of his legs.
I was just gonna say that.
They're
love the little
pistons.
They're
so pretty. Yeah, they're really pretty.
I wonder if they'll actually put paint on that stuff to bring it out, or if it's just gonna be all molded in one color.
I hope they do.
Third parties, they don't seem to have a budget to do whatever they want.
I was going to say, there's enough, if it pops up on here and just all gray, as long as it's not, I mean, sometimes even painting it could make it harder to see it, depending on what color they paint it.
Yeah.
That's like, say the inset would be, like, gray. That might make it harder to see.
Yeah, I think that's why a lot of these prototypes are usually done in this shade of gray, is it does a really good job of casting shadows and, you know, when light hits it. something about that matte gray. But once you take that same part and put it in like a shiny black or shiny dark blue plastic, it all kind of washes out and you can't see it.
Yeah. Because like you remember that it was TF Gen 1. I think that's what we were going by back then. We got that gray prototype images of the original Voyager movie Optimus Prime. And that thing looked amazing. And the toy came out and it was horrible.
Yeah, I remember that. But I actually remember getting that toy and thinking it was great at the time. Because it was such a step forward from what we've been getting, like, you know, Energon, Cybertron. Yeah. And then we got the 09 Optimus Prime, and it made the first one look like junk.
I'm going to put it up real quick as a screen share, because Skittles is asking for it on YouTube. He hasn't seen.
What?
It's BioBot Project. It's Skittles.
I'm going to go ahead and screen share. How could he not have seen this story? It's on. All right, well, TFW is where we get our news stories from. I think some people prefer Cybertron.
It's like we...
In any of the big Transformers sites, we're going to carry this news.
Would just throw a link at him, but YouTube's the YouTube comments doesn't allow links.
Ever.
So. Well, that's because there would be many links to porn all the time.
They probably used to allow links, and that was the reason they don't anymore.
Yeah, it might be it.
Porn Viagra.
If they did, it would have been a really long time ago. Since I've been a member since 2006, and I don't think there's been links allowed since then. Think about that. It's over 6 years.
All right, so that's the Toy World. I don't know what they're calling it. It's their Optimus Prime Brainstorm and Throttlebot Chase.
They've
got their own names. Well, they've got their own names for these things. I don't know.
Brainstorm, Throttlebot, and then IDW Optimus Prime is what it has on.
Yeah, but obviously they can't call them Brainstorm Optimus Prime. I don't know what names we're calling. I don't know if the story doesn't say.
Yeah.
But
Brainstorm is Brainwave, I think, is what they're calling them.
Okay.
I don't know about the Optimus.
Because Megatron was Hegemon, so who knows what they're going to call Optimus.
That's what I said, Bushimus.
Bushimus?
Yeah.
Oh, hedge, bush. Shrub. Shrubimus Bush.
Be Stratimus. Shrubimus.
Shrubimus.
All right. This just reminds me of the knights who say me.
All right. So did anybody have any more closing thoughts or any other news articles or stories that just popped up that you want to talk about?
Don't think so.
People need to play Fall of Cybertron.
I do.
And War for Cybertron.
Yeah.
He can skip
War for Cybertron.
No, I'm enjoying that game. That's a good game.
It was good, but it was not as... The campaign, at least, wasn't as good as Fall of Cybertron.
From what I've played, what little I've played of both, I think the War for Cybertron had the better online. Fall of Cybertron has a better campaign.
Yeah, campaign was just nonstop story and action, and it was fun. I got bored on parts of the Decepticon campaign. And
it does seem very repetitive. It's very repetitive. You do a lot of the same things over and over, just different scenery and different story almost.
And there wasn't as many. They threw in a lot of new enemies to fight and stuff like that. They changed every level with something new. You had a new gameplay mechanic or new enemies and stuff like that. It made the campaign flow. You never really got bored, except for maybe on Swindle's level.
There's the pros and the cons. I've noticed, like with War for Cybertron, it feels very repetitive after a while until you get to the boss fights, and it's just depending on which boss, how hard or easy it is. But you still had the story to keep it fun and interesting, which was good because once you get the hang of the play controls, you can just play through. If you're somebody like me who doesn't really care about the challenge, you just want to play the game to see the story. Like Grimlock, he's different than the other characters, and you've got Rubicus, who plays different.
Right.
But somebody like me who doesn't game a lot, it's like all of a sudden, crap, now I've got to learn how to control a new character a different way. So to me, that's going to be a little more frustrating when I finally get around to it.
But it was pretty, it's pretty much just, he swaps out the function of one of the buttons, really. It's like instead of grappling, you're cloaking and stuff like that. It was
But that's got to be really frustrating when you're just like, I'm going to grapple up this thing, and you can't.
I hardly ever use the special powers. I'm just shooting and jumping and running. I was like, oh, crap, this guy, I got to do something different.
Well, the special powers in War for Cybertron were nothing too. Special. In Fall of Cybertron, they introduced him to you. It's like, oh, okay, so Jazz can grapple. And then
we're going to put that in the level
okay,
now.
Okay, Cliff Jumper can go invisible because he immediately goes invisible. And it's just...
It should have been Mirage.
Yeah. Well, they...
didn't have Mirage. Excuse
they
them.
They had to stick to a line continuity, and they had to, you know... Cliff Jumper has to be a character because he was a character in Prime for one episode before he got killed.
He's been in flashbacks. Okay, well, I guess that'll do it for this week's episode of TF Live.
I'm still waiting for the tailgate repaint.
Yeah, we got it as a Cyberverse Legion. I have it right here.
Yeah, I have him too. I'm still waiting for the full size one though, because I will probably end up getting that one, and that's going to be the only version of the Cliff Jumper mold I have.
I have the first edition and the Prid, and I will buy tailgate whichever one of those inside the repaint.
God knows it's going to happen. I hope it happens, because, hey, I would like to give Hasbro my money.
It would have to be the first edition one, because I did not like the Prid.
The Prid one wasn't bad. It just kind of paled in comparison to the first edition, but it still wasn't a bad toy.
So. My problem with it is I transformed it, and I'm like, well, that was boring. And that's my problem. That's my only problem with it, man.
Well, again, I think that's because of the first edition. The first edition was so good that it followed that, and it was a tough act to follow. If it never had the first edition, I think it would have been better received. It's my opinion, though. Opinions like buttholes. Everybody's got one, and most of them stink. All right, well, that'll do it for this week's episode of TFYLP, episode 55. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Feel free to head on over to Geek Existence and... sign up on the forums and leave us some questions if you'd like us to answer your questions during the show. Or if you're watching the live stream, just go over to the YouTube page and leave questions in the comment section. And if we see them, we'll try to answer them as long as they're pertinent to the show. We thank you for listening and hope you'll join us again in a couple weeks. Goodbye, everybody.
I'm going to go play with my Creos.
Bye.
This has been Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening. And we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.